Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Friday, August 5th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Niger faces famine. Missionary radio is affected. More translation of scripture are now available online, and ministry centers in the U.S. can help facilitate ministry in creative access nations. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Niger as 2.5 million people are hungry. 800,000 are malnourished, and the situation doesn't appear to be getting any better. Famine has hit the country. HCJB World Radio's Ben Cummings describes the situation.
They have been struggling with this since August of 2004. They had a very poor crop, a tremendous locust infestation. There is international aid coming in, but very, very slowly.
The population relies on communications to help direct them to needed aid, but even the HCJB World Radio partner radio station in Niger's capital is having difficulty.
It unfortunately right now has problems with their transmitter. They're operating only on 30 watts instead of their usual 600 watts, which covers the city and quite a distance out into the rural area.
Your financial help is needed as emergency messages and, more importantly, the gospel message are not being effectively delivered. Meanwhile, Indians traveling to Saudi Arabia have been warned not to carry in Bibles. Saudi officials warned this week that religious activities in private residences, missionary work, and preaching activities are banned and could invite harsh punishment. Detention cases of Indian nationals for religious activities are increasing. Saudi religious police recently arrested 9 Indians for preaching the gospel. Saudi Arabia ranks second on Open Doors World Watch list of nations supporting persecution of Christians. You're listening to Mission Network News. HIV/AIDS continues to take the lives of thousands each year. Those deaths are leaving millions of children orphaned, 15 million expected by 2015. Evangelical Baptist Missions has developed the Bethesda Village to provide housing, education, and Bible studies for a few of these kids. EBM's John Mixum.
We have 4 house parent couples. We really believe that the family should be mom and dad and kids. So we have 4 families going. We have school in January when we start a new school year. We're going to expand to grade preschool, kindergarten, and then grade 7.
Mixum says the goal is to take care of 400 children because the need is so great.
We can take you within minutes of where our village is and see hundreds of kids just living by themselves. Kids taking care of kids.
EBM families raise these kids on God's Word, praying that many of them will turn to Christ, the only answer to HIV/AIDS. Next 41 is now the number of translations of Scripture the International Bible Society is posting online. The edition of its contemporary Korean language, New Testament, is the latest to be published online. IBS President Peter Bradley says the most profound tool to reach people for Christ is the Word of God. So, IBS provides his Word online in a way people speak today. You can get it on your desktop computer, handhelds, and cell phones. Go to our website to find the translations. And the humanitarian arm of the Evangelical Free Church of America's Compassion Ministries is hoping to launch what they're calling International Ministry Centers throughout the United States. While that part of the ministry is headquartered in Rockford, Illinois, EFCA's Jim Snyder doesn't want to settle for that.
It would be far more beneficial to us to allow evangelical free churches and other individuals who like to volunteer here the same opportunity in other locations around the United States.
Snyder would like to have centers on the East and West Coasts and the Rocky Mountain region. He says having an effective humanitarian ministry is evangelistically strategic.
The centers facilitate the ministry of our missionary personnel around the world, particularly in creative access countries. Ministries of compassion make a tremendous inroad for us to be able to get involved in these places.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's free Atlas of Changed Lives is available by calling our resource line 1-800-995-4828. It tells amazing Sat7 salvation stories and makes a great prayer guide for the Middle East and North Africa. That's Sat7's Atlas of Changed Lives at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get it at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.